The following podcast is first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Nelson Airport are proud community partners of Fresh FM, supporting local voices and connecting our region. This is a conversation brought to you with the support of Nelson Airport.
So, Brendan Cook, I've moved to Nelson from North Queensland. I've spent about 15 years working in airports and been living in Townsville for about 7 of those years, working for Townsville Airport for part of a group called Queensland Airports Limited, and that company owned Gold Coast, Townsville, Mount Isa and Longreach airports. So my job was the general manager of the regional airports branch, looked after Townsville, Mount Isa and Longreach, and collectively we served about 2.5 million passengers per year, 3 terminals in 3 very unique and different locations. So I got a long history in working in regional and communities and running community airports for regional centres. So Nelson's a good fit. It's a very community-based airport, a community-based environment to work in, and it's a pretty exciting place to move to. And my wife and I have got 2 young boys, 7 and 4. And we've lived a pretty adventurous lifestyle, and moving north, South Island, New Zealand is, you know, sort of fits our lifestyle mold.
That's awesome. And so what was the big draw card to bring you across the ocean to New Zealand?
Adventure, really, and a new opportunity. We've sort of traveled around for the last almost 20 years, my wife and I, sort of following work and following our lifestyles from across the, living across Australia. And we always thought we'd love to have a bit of an expat experience for my boys as they grow up. And New Zealand's got a great reputation for a livability place and a great place for young people to grow up and to experience the outdoors and the adventurous lifestyle. And we've found it so far. I've been here about 2 months now, and my family just moved over from Australia just on the weekend. So it was nice to have them here in their same home. And we've already got new mountain bikes, new motorbikes, and have been getting out when the weather permits, getting out as much as possible to enjoy what Nelson and the South Island has to offer.
That's so cool. And what got you into the airport industry, Brendan?
Great question. It's a little long story. Everyone who works in airports never really got there on purpose. You know, aviation is a draw card for a career. People want to be pilots. They want to be, you know, work on the planes as air hostesses or hosts. And that's a known part of industry. But working for an airport itself is a bit of an unknown part of the aviation industry. And no one really has a direct career path to say, I want to work for an airport. How do I get there? Everyone like me has had a bit of a journey sort of stepping through different career pathways. So when I left school, I was a zookeeper. I worked in a zoo in New South Wales and specialised in threatened species management programs. So worked really closely with Tasmanian devils and brush-tailed rock wallabies, and worked in the field catching those animals and breeding them in a captive environment. And so I was really passionate about that. So I went through university studying wildlife science and specialised in ornithology. So a bird scientist. So I've got a master's degree in science and specialised in doing ornithological study work. And what that took me on to in the first part of my career after working in the zoo was working for a company that specialised in bird strike risk management. So everyone knows that birds hit planes. We had a massive incident about 15 years ago now in the Hudson River in New York, where the plane ditched in the Hudson River and really brought to the attention of the world the risk associated with birds and planes. And the company I worked for, worked all through Australia and all internationally, helping airports develop plans to reduce the risk of birds hitting planes. And it was really outdoor active work. Loved it. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed the travel and really enjoyed getting to know about airports and aviation and learning that industry. But it was a lot of travel. It was hard. I was about to get married, and I spent a lot of time away from home. I think I used to spend about sort of 3 weeks out of 4 a month in a hotel somewhere across Australia or across the world. I worked through the Pacific and a little bit in North America, and spent a lot of time not with my wife at home, and decided I needed to take a jump, and loved aviation and thought, I can run an airport. Let's give it a crack. So I applied for a job working for BHP Billiton in South Australia, running a small remote airport servicing a mine, and took it on and loved it and really enjoyed it. And from there, I've sort of jumped around different airports and moved back and forth from New South Wales to Queensland, to working in different airports, and here I am today. So it's a bit of a journey from starting at the grassroots of aviation up to being the CEO of Nelson Airport.
And what an amazing journey you've been on, like starting out as a zookeeper and here you are now here in Nelson. What is your vision? I'm just going to throw some hard questions at you, sorry, but we're talking about Nelson Airport in 10 years' time. Well, what would that look like for you, Brendan?
It's a more connected airport. Right now, we've got great connections with Air New Zealand to Auckland, to Wellington, to Christchurch. We've got some other remote regional airports we connect to. What makes a good airport, what makes a successful airport for a community is being connected. People want to fly from point to point. We don't like hubbing through different airports to go to different places. So, more connections, being able to fly to other destinations, Invercargill, Dunedin, Hamilton, those sort of destinations, we can see that being in the future. When in the future is a good question, but really being a great service to the community, making sure we support the economic development of the region, the economic growth of the region, the business of the region, the tourism of the region. That's the goal for Nelson Airport, is to be the industry hub for the region, getting people to and from Nelson to conduct business, to come visit family and friends, and for tourism as well. So as we grow into the future, you know, we're going to utilize that brand new terminal we have there to fulfill, you know, its capacity and hopefully have lots more connections and more growth in that region.
And talking about the terminal, because something I love, it's just so beautiful, and Nelsonians are so proud of our new terminal. Can you tell us a bit more about that? Like, what's your favorite part of the terminal?
I love going to come to work in the morning and walking to the terminal up to my office and just seeing the architecture and the view to the west. It's beautiful. It's one of the big draw cards actually for me accepting this role was the asset itself. Yeah, it's really nice to be able to walk into a fresh terminal that reflects the local environment, sort of a sense of place. You know, the airport tries to be a representation of the region we serve, and it's nice to be able to walk in and see smiley faces in people of people in a comfortable environment that functions really smoothly. An airport's not just about how it looks and what's for sale. It's about how it functions as an asset and how passengers move smoothly from the process of the car park through to checking in and waiting for their boarding gates. It needs to function in an appropriate way. So, and the airport terminal does all that together. So it's really nice to walk in and have that really beautiful feel, but seeing a really smooth functioning airport as well.
It's such a beautiful space. And because the whole Australia versus New Zealand, what do you find the difference in the aviation industry? Is there a stark difference between Kiwis and Australians, or are we very similar?
No. So most airports across the world run on a very similar sort of regulatory framework that's based on international standard. So most things that we do are very much aligned in the way we govern security, the way we govern all the things that we do in an airport from a compliance perspective, you know, safety, all those things that are very important to the foundations of an airport are very much aligned. Little tweaks here and there, little nuances are different, but generally most airports across the world operate in the same way under the same protocols to address safety and compliance.
It's good to know. I'm always wondering, like, are we up to the...
We certainly are, yeah. You know? Absolutely. There's no stark difference between the way airports function in Australia compared to New Zealand. We're very much on the same level field. I wouldn't say it for cricket, though, but yeah. definitely for running airports.
Oh, that's great. And coming back to getting to know you, Brendan, why don't you tell us a fun fact about you that, other than being the fact that you started out as a zookeeper?
Oh, let's see. It's a really good question. I love adventure, adrenaline. I love to bungee jump and ride dirt bikes really fast and ride mountain bikes down hills really fast. My two young boys are quite into that as well. So I have a pretty sort of passive, calm day-to-day job from 9 to 5. But after hours, you'll see me sort of hanging off the side of a cliff or doing something silly, trying not to get hurt. So that's what gets me going on the weekends and after work, is to get the blood pumping.
That's awesome. And what are your plans for summer, your first summer here in Nelson? Have you got much planned?
Well, just drove. My family arrived, flew into Christchurch on Sunday night, and we took the day on Monday to drive over Lewis's Pass and enjoy the scenery. So really, we've been to New Zealand a few times. As part of obviously my education and employment background, I've just been around a lot of birds. So I'm a bit of a traveller looking at birds all over the world, and I spent a bit of time in New Zealand seeing all the endemic birds in New Zealand before. So I've done a bit of travel through New Zealand personally and professionally, and my family and my wife have not. So really just seeing the sights, getting out to Golden Bay, getting out to Kaitiriti, going to all the places that draw the tourism to the region and enjoying the sunshine when it does come back.
Yeah, unfortunately not today. We haven't really put on the weather for you, have we?
But really getting to know the region, and we're really excited to visit the wineries and just see the food's fantastic here, I must say, compared to North Queensland. We're really enjoying the cuisine of the local restaurants. It's a really high standard, much better than at home. So that's one thing you've won over us so far compared to Townsville. So yeah, really just getting out and getting to know people. That's one thing that's really impressed me as well, is being new to town, having a pretty thick Australian accent. People wanted to get to know me, and often I find conversations with people just on the street, the neighbour, the person at the park when I'm walking the kids. Everyone's been very welcoming and warm and very inviting and encouraging for people coming to town. So it's a great feeling when you move to a new place and you feel like part of the community instantly.
You know, I think that's one thing that I've always been very proud of with Nelson, is that we're a very, very friendly bunch, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for coming in today. It's so great to get to know you better and know about your story, and because the Nelson Airport course has a great relationship here with Fresh FM. So this is an ongoing relationship, but this is our first chat. So it's so cool to touch base, and I think it'll be really awesome to do maybe a follow-up in a few months' time and see what you think all about the region, some adventures you've had with the family, and see how your summer rolls out.
Thanks for having me.
That was a conversation brought to you by Nelson Airport, helping keep our community connected both on air and in the air.
The podcast you just listened to was first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.